to adopt Tevzayin Nomer Aleph. Mishnah says on top, Pigel b'koymeitz v'loy b'lovoyna. If the Kohen had a machshev as Pigel, b'shas he was doing the Kemitza, b'shas he was taking the handful of the Kemitza, he had a mind, let's say, Tid, Kezayis, or Tid, the Shirayin of the Mincha tomorrow, but v'loy b'lovoyna, he did not have this machshev, b'shas he was burning the Lovoyna of the Mincha. And we know by regular Mincha that has Lovoyna, there are two matirim to the Shirayim. You could only eat the Shirayim after you burn both the Kemitza and the Lovoyna. So what's going to be if he had only Pigel, Machshavas Pigel, B'shas the Koymitz, not B'shas the Lovoyna, or else the opposite way? Ba Lovoyna v'loy ba Koymitz. You only had a Machshavas Pigel, B'shas you were burning the Lovoyna, you had a mind to the Gezayis of the Shirayim tomorrow, but not B'shas you were burning the Kemitza. So Rabbi Meir, Shitter is Pigel, V'chayavim Olav Koros, yet as Chal Pigel in this Mincha, even though you only had the Machshava B'shas the Chatzi Matir, still as Chal Pigel. The Chum say no, ain't by chorus. Chiyafagel as kol hamatir. The Chum say no, there's no chiyaf chorus. Until you have a machshavas pigul, the kol hamatir is both b'shas the burning of the kemitza and the burning of levoino. You have to have a moin tea tomorrow from the shirayim or at least the kezayis. However, moidim chachom le Rabbi Meir that the Chum agreed to Rabbi Meir that the minchas choyta the minchas kenois. A mincha that a choyte brings, since this mincha has no levoina, the same thing a mincha that a soite brings has no levoina to it. Therefore, the Chum agreed shim pigel ba koymitz that b'shas the kohen is burning the kemitza he has in mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow shu pigel, and therefore b'chayav malav koros which the chorus pshita, since there's only one matir for this mincha, so if you have in mind b'shas this matir, it's chal pigel. And like it says shehakoymitz hu amatir. Because this mincha only has one matir, just the koymitz. Now the same type of machlokes is shochat echad min hakvosim lechosh techalos lemochor. That on Shavuos also, we know there are two matirim to the shtei lechem. You have to shech the both kvosim. If you shech the two kvosim, that's what's matir you teach the shtei lechem. So what's going to be hikter echad min habazichim? So let's say he shechted one of the kvosim, amnas teach from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So you only had the machshava b'shas one matir, and the same thing also hikter echem min habazichem lechol shnei star lemocher. By the lechem uponim every Shabbos, there are also two matirim. You have to burn both bezichim. So let's say b'shas the kohen was burning one of the bezichim, he had a moin teach from the lechem uponim tomorrow. So he had a machshavas pigel b'shas one matir. So again, it's the same machlokes. Rabbi Meir Oymer Pigel B'chayav Malav Koros. Yes, it's Chal Pigel Nechad Koros. The Chomer say no. Ein Pigel Achiyafaglas Kol Amatir. When the Chomer is not Chal Pigel until you have the Machshavas Pigel join the whole Matir. B'shas Yishech to both Kvosim and B'shas Yiburn both Bezichim. What's going to be Shochad Echom Min HaKvosim Lechom Imenu Lemochor? Let's say Yishech did one of the Kvosim and you had a mind teach from it its own Bosa tomorrow. Then who Pigel? This keves is pigel. You had a machshavas pigel on it, but the chaveira kosher, the second keves, that's kosher. This pigel does not come on the second carbon. What's going to be v'shas yeshecht one of the kvosim? You have in mind lechol mechaveira lemocher. You have in mind teeth from the meat of the other keves tomorrow. Not that you have in mind teeth from this carbon itself tomorrow, but you have in mind v'shas this shrita teeth from the other carbon tomorrow, even though the other one is also a keves lekovet shavuos. Still, the locher is shneim ksherim. They're both kosher. It's not chal machshavas pigul. Machshavas pigul is only b'shashi being oisik in the matir of this carbon. You have to think teat from this carbon. But b'shashi being oisik in this carbon, you think teat the other carbon. It's not chal pigul. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav. Rav learns that machlokes. Where is the machlokes in the mishnah between Rav and Chachamim? Shenos enes hakoymitz b'shtiko v'yes halavoyne b'machshava. If the first one that you burnt, shenos nes hakoymitz means when the kohen was burning the kemitza, he did a b'shtika, didn't have a machshavas pigel. And then when he went to burn secondly the levoino, then he had a machshavas pigel. So that's called yumechashev and a chatzim matir. That's the machlokes Rabbi Meir Nechachomim. Avonosan hakoymitz machshava. But let's say the first one that he went to burn, when the kohen went to burn the kemitza, if he was burning it with a machshava, teat from the shrine tomorrow, and then the second burning of the levoina that he did quietly without a machshava, here Rav holds divrei hakel pigul. Even the Chachamim agree that it would be chal pigul. Why? What's the reason? The Chur Yoni had a machshava b'shas the first matir, not the second one. So the answer is Rav holds the svarim shekol oisa al das rishon hu oisa. The kohen when he burns the levoina, he does it on the same das that he burns the kmitza, even though he did not speak out anything b'shas the levoina. But that's called kol oisa al das rishon hu oisa. Since he already spoke out and had the machshava speak of b'shas the burning of the kmitza, it's automatically understood as if he's having the same machshava b'shas the burning of the levoina. Therefore, it's not considered a chatzim matir, but it's considered like he had the machshava b'shas the whole matir. Now, Shmuel says no. Adayin hu machloikis. Shmuel argues, Rama says no. The machloikis is even when the machshava was b'shas the first burning and not b'shas the second one. You do not say kolois hadas v'shein uvoisa. It's machloikis Rav and Shmuel. Tomorrow says Yosef Rav was sitting down. Okom olola shmaitato. He be saying over this halacha. Saying over the loch of Rav. So on this, Eisve Rav Acha bar Rav Huna l'Rava. Rav Acha bar Rav Huna asked a question to Rava. Because it says in the Tosefta like this, B'med v'rom amurim, the what? Rashi said, the machsheves avoides hakoimitz mefagu. When do we say, if you have a machsheves of tigul b'shas kemitza, that it makes tigul b'med v'rom amurim b'kemitza? When you have this machsheves b'shas the kohen is doing the avoid of kemitza, when he's first taking the handful from the mincha, or else of a matan kli, when he's doing the second avoida of putting the kmitza into a kli, or else of a hilach, when he's walking with the kli towards the mizbeach. During these three avoidas, he could have a machshavas pigul. Abobolah lahaktara, but if he has it b'shas, he's doing the mice of burning it, then it depends. So it says here, nosa nes hakoimis b'shtika. If he was burning the kmitza b'shtika, if he only had a machshavas pigul b'shas burning of the levoina, but not b'shas burning of the kmitza, or else the opposite way, as hakoymitz b'machshava, when first he went to burn the kmitza, the kohen had a mind to eat from the shrine tomorrow, but v'yes halavoina b'shtika, but he did the second burning of the levoina b'shtika without a machshava tomorrow. So here is a machloike still that Rabbi Meir oyme pigul. Since you had a machshava b'shas achatzi mati, that's Rabbi Meir shit it's chapigul, and therefore b'chiyav malav chorus. However, it says clearly here in this Tosefta, the chachamim oymer, the chachamim say though, ain't by chorus, no, there's no chiyav chorus over here. At chiyafaga b'chol hamatir, until the kohen has the machshavas pigul during the whole matir. Not only b'shas, the burning of the levoin or the kemitza, you have to have it during both of them. But I call upon him, Kitoni Miu, it says clearly in this Tosefta that Nosen as a claimant for Machshava, even though the Kohen, when he did the first burning of the Kemitza, when he was burning the Kemitza, he had a mind of Machshava's Pigul, teeth from the Shrem tomorrow, and then Vyas Halavoyna, the second burning, Vishtiko, that's this case here, and still a Pligi, it says clearly, the Chomim say it's not Pigul, Zechor Tzaraya to Shmuel, Akashan Rav, you do not say Koloisa, Das Rishon, Hu Oisa. So the Gemara answers no. The way Rav would learn here, Ema say like this rather, Ukfar nosen es halavoyne b'shtiko mikora. That the case is that no, that first the kohen burnt the levoyne first b'shtiko without a machshavas pigul, and then b'shas burning the kmitza, then he had a machshavas pigul. So that's why the Chum say it's not pigul because only called the chatzim matir. You do not have here a das rishonim because the first das was b'shtiko. Samar says no, state shuvas bedov. I have two questions on this. This can't be a good answer for this Tosefta. Chodo, one is the Hainu Kamaisa. It says clearly both cases. That's the first case. That first he burnt one b'shtikam, and then the second one was Machshavas Pigul. And the second case is that the first burning was with the Machshavas Pigul. So you can't tell me they're both talking about the same case, Hainu Kamaisa. The Yoit, secondly, Hotanya, it says clearly, Achakach, it says clearly, after he burnt the Kemitza with the Machshavas Pigul, then he burnt the Lovoina Bishtika. So Chriso, it's the clear Kash on Rav. So where it says, no, Tirguma Rav Chanina, the Beis Deus. Rav Chanina answered this Tosefta, according to Rav, he's talking about Beis Deus means two different kind of Madun Viavoida. One coin is burning the Kemitza, and one is burning the Levoina. Agrashi says, the Echod Hikta Kremitz B'machshava, V'yachaka Hikta Chadeiroi, a second Kohen went to burn the Levoina B'shtika. So the other Rabbanon argue, because here we cannot say the second Kohen is doing Radas Rishayna. You only say that by the same person. But by two different people, Avadi, we do not say, since the first one had a machshavas pigul, the second one also has a machshavas pigul. Therefore, it's a machloikas achomim in Rabbi Meir. But koponim, it could be this asef, there's not a kash on Rav. Samora says, now, Toshima, come and bring another proof. There's also the seft and zvachim. It says like this, the medav amurim, the domim hanitonim amazbech achitzoin, by regular korban, where the dam goes on amazbech achitzoin, there, the likuva, it's enough to have one zrika. If you make one zrika, but the evid, you have your kapara. So if you have a machshavas pigle, but shas one zrika, that can make pigle. Mashen kain, but by the Purim HaNesrofim, the dam that has to be put upon the Mizbech HaPnimi, could go in, where's the case, either the Mem Gimel Shema Kippurim, on Yom Kippur you have 43 Zrikis or Hazois that have been done inside the Hechol. Rashi explains, it means Ches Hazois the Par, that's done by Nabadim, one atop, seven Abadim, then you have eight for the Soyer, that's 16, and on Knegadis and Hechol, they do also the same thing, that's 32, then you have four on the Kronos, that's 36, and then seven on top of the Mizbeach, that's a 43. So you have 43 Zrikas that are being done on Yom Kippur. The Yachas HaSara Shapar Kohen Meshuach, when the Kohen Gadol does the Chet, and he has to bring the Korban, also Chatas HaPnim, there are 11 Hazois, seven on the Preichis, and four on the four corners. And the same thing, when the whole tzibur does a chet, they listen to the Sanhedrin, the Psak of the Bezna Godol, the Shegeg. So they have to bring a special par helam dover. So when that par is brought, it's also, there are 11 zrikis, 7 done on the Preichis and 4 on the Kronos. So here, every single zrik is likuva. So therefore here it says, what's going to be pigul, bein b'rishoyne, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishis. The Kohen had in mind the Machshavas Pigul, the Shas was doing the Zrika of the first three Zrikas, but not the fourth one. He did not have in mind the Shas, the fourth one. Rashi says it means, Barishayna means Bein Habadim, or else Bishniya means Alaproichis. The Gimel was Lechazov, better, Rashi says. Bein Barishayna, Bein Mishnim, Bein Mishlisim means Alakulim Kippur, the three different sets of the Zrikas. He had a Machshavas Pigul during one of these sets. Either he had it Bishas, the Zrikas of Bein Abadim, or else on the Preichis, or else on the Zmechazov. So Rabbi Meir, I'm a pigle of Chayav Malav Koros. It's Chal Pigle. Even though it's only one of the Matirim, for this Korban you have to have all sets, all three sets of Zrikas, and you only had the Machshav and Bishas, one set of the Zrikas. That's Rabbi Meir Shita, that you can have a Machshav as Pigle to be Chal Pigle, even during a Chatzim Matir. However, the Chomar and the Chomar say, Ein by Koros, no, it's not Chal Pigle. It's not Chal Pigle upon this Korban, until you have the Machshavas Pigle to eat from the Basa tomorrow, or to burn from the Korban tomorrow, during all three sets of the Zrikas. That's what the Sefta. Now, Ketonimius, what does it say over here? That Pigle, that it's Chal Pigle, Bein Berishoyna, Bein Bishnia, Bein Bishlishis. Mashma, the Kohen had the Machshavas Pigle, Bishas, he was doing the first set of Zrikas, Hazois Bein Abadim. Even though we did not have this Machshava during the second and the third, so Rabbi Meir holds it's Chal Pigul, but the Chum say no, it's not Chal Pigul. O Pligi, and it's a Machlokes, a Chum Magyu. So according to Kashan Rav, according to you Rav, that you say Kol Oisa, Adas Rishayna Oisa, so Chur, why isn't it Pigul? The Chur, the first Hazois, Wadom, or Machshavas Pigul, it should be Chal Pigul. So it says, Bechite, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinam, you'll hear also Bishtei Deus, that maybe we're talking about the two different Kehanim were doing the Avodis here. So the first Kohen made this Hazois Ben Habadim with the Machshavas Pigul. Then the second Kohen, he did the Machshava on the Preichus, so there, he did the second Zrikas on the Preichus, therefore we don't say his Das goes after the first Kohen. But the Chur Tikash, here we're talking about on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, we know you need a Kohen Gadol. So Chur, there's only one Kohen Gadol. Elamai, what could be? The name of the first Kohen Gadol became possible in between. And we appoint the second Kohen Gadol to finish off the Avodis. So we said that's a Machlokes in Yuma. Honicha, this is good. The Mandiyama, Bepar, V'yafilo, B'dami, Shapar. The Venechanami, that you could have one Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, bringing the first Avodis, and then he becomes possible. We'll have a second Kohen finishing it off. Then it's good. You could have such a case, B'shtei Deus. And Rashi said, this man Yom holds a filo b'domish shapar means shim shochat to a rishon. They shechted the first par with the first Kohen Gadol. If you're a boy psul, and a psul happened to that kohen gadol, is yovei aron b'domoy el hakodesh, v'ein tzorach lahavi l'shachta parach al yedei, hevi must look mebeis dayos. But the Gemara says el laman di yama pepar v'loy b'domoy shapar. This can be that if you're a boy psul, you have to start all over again, do that korban over again. So it comes out there's only one kohen gadol that's doing all three hazoyos here. If so, since it says clearly in the Brayta, it's a sefta here, that when the Kohen Gadol started to make the first Hazoyis to Bein Habadim, he had in mind the Machsheves Pigel. And then during the second Hazoyis, on the Perchis, he did not have in mind, so it's not called Pigel Kohen Chachamim. So you see, clearly not like Rav, you did not say Adas Rishayna Waisa. So Michael Amem, what could Rav say here? So my Rav wants the answer and says, Hocha b'mayaskin v'kogoyin she'pigol bo rishayno v'shosak p'shniyo o'pigol b'shlishis. I tell you, here was a special case. Here's true, it's the same kohen gadol, but v'shas he was doing the azoyis of Bein Abadim, he had a mind with a machshavas pigol. V'shas he was doing the azoyis on the proichet, the second one, he did not have a mind pigol. V'shas he was doing the third zrikas on the mizbeach apnim, he had a, again in mind pigol. So here it's a new svara there, meaning I say like this. That if you would think to say that this kohen gadol was koloisa das rishayna waisam, that whatever he does after the first machshava is like continuing with that first machshava. So since he started the first hazoyas with machshava's pigul, it's like the rope being done with pigul. If so, mehede pigule bishlishes lamali. How come he had to think again b'shas the third sets of making the zrikas on mizbeach apnim? How come again he had to think with the machshava's pigul, like the churi had the first machshava? Elamai, this kohen for sure is telling us that he does not have a mind in between, and then he changes mind again to have a machshavas pigul. So that's why in this case the Chacham argued to say it's not chal pigul, because obviously this kohen gadol did not have a mind in machshavas pigul during all three sets of the hazoyis of the zrikas. Because if he would have had a mind all along, he shouldn't have had to repeat himself on the third set. He did it the first one, the second one was also Adas Rishayna, so Pshita, the third one is also Adas Rishayna. How come here he had to speak out or think during the third set to have a Machshavas Pigul? So it proves in this special case, the Kohen did not have in mind in between to do a Machshavas Pigul. That's why here the Chachamim argue. But in a normal case, Havad the Rav holds, we say, Koloisa Adas Rishayna Huaisa. Smur says no. Maskil lo Ravashi. Ravashi has a question. Midi Shosti Ketoni. Does it say here that he kept quiet in between? It doesn't say it. It just said he had a machshavas pigul, the first one, that's all. It doesn't talk about the lady with shosak. So chutz mashma that even though we only had a machshavas pigul during the first sets of the avoida, the hazois, and the next two we did not have the machshava, still the chum akiu. So again, it's not mashma like Rav. So Mor says, El Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi answers like this, Hocha b'may askin, you know what we're talking about over here? That this kohen gadol had a mind b'shas the first set and the second set, and then over shlishis, so according to Rashi, the gisha should be v'shas like b'shlishis. On the third set, he kept quiet. The Arminim said like this: that he sagadaita koloisa das rishayna waisa mehedeb kula b'shniya lomeli. How come even the second set he had to speak out tigel? Like when he did the first set of Azoyis Ben Habadim, he had a mind tigel. So when he did the second set, the Chura should have kept quiet. How come he had to speak out Tigul? Elamai, this kohen gadol is showing us that he only means Tigul when he says it. So therefore, he only said it during the first two Hazois, but not during the third one. So since the third one he kept quiet, here we do not say Adas Rishayin Oysa, and therefore it's good, well, even according to Rav, the Chama would say it's not Chal Tigul, because they hold Tigul is only when you do it